Please listen as Brother Chris Sanford from the Edmonton University Congregation develops the theme, Pursue Goals That Can Help You Seek First the Kingdom, Enroll as a Pioneer.
Jehovah our God deserves the very best from his dedicated servants. And isn't it true we all want to do just that? How though can we? Well, if you'd like to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, we'll see what giving our best to Jehovah really means. That's Mark 12 and 30. It says, And you must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart and with your whole soul and with your whole mind and with your whole strength. What does it mean to love Jehovah in this way? Well, it means that more than anything else, we desire to please him, that we want to praise his name. It also means that we want to understand his personality, his purposes, and what he requires of us. And finally, it means that we want to give him the best of our time, energy, and resources. Well, is that easy? Not always. However, when we made our dedication to Jehovah, we promised that even at times, against our own will or what we want to do, we'll do our best to declare the good news. In fact, we've promised Jehovah with our dedication that if we could have the circumstances to pioneer, we would try it. And Jehovah has promised that we will be blessed. How? Well, let's look back to Psalm chapter 34 and 8. And notice the blessing. It says, Taste and see that Jehovah is good. Happy is the man who takes refuge in him. When you read this verse, what comes to your mind? Have you ever tasted something and you've instantly loved it? Well, that happened for one young boy who, because of food allergies, he'd never tasted ice cream. A tragedy. Well, finally, around the age of 6, he had his first bowl. Can you imagine the reaction of a 6-year-old tasting ice cream for the first time? Well, while he was enjoying it, someone asked him, What's your favorite kind of ice cream? Well, his head popped up and he said, There are other kinds of ice cream? You see, he could hardly believe that that moment could get any better. And yet, now he realized that there was actually more he was missing out on. It's the same with the pioneer service. When we taste it, we get to see Jehovah's goodness. And we see the kind of life that it offers. And maybe we're missing out on something. Now, for many, that first taste started with auxiliary pioneering. And now, during the memorial season and the 2 visits of our circuit overseer visit, publishers can enroll as auxiliary pioneers with only a 30-hour requirement. This loving provision has allowed millions earthwide to taste the full-time service. With what benefits? Well, our skill in the ministry improves. We learn to use our Bible more effectively. We build up return visits, maybe even have a Bible study. When we do those things, we enjoy our ministry more. Then, this can lead to having the desire to take up the full-time service and regular pioneer. But what if the desire is not quite there yet? Pray. Pray for the desire. When we have the desire to pursue a goal, obstacles to that goal become opportunities. We find a way to make it happen with Jehovah's help. Then a change in circumstances may be actually an opportunity to begin pioneering. For example, Did you just finish school? Would it be possible to find work to fit around a pioneer schedule? Or maybe this is your situation. You're working less hours, or retirement is just around the corner. Has a door been opened? Or perhaps you have a family, and the kids just started school. For some parents, this has turned into an opportunity to expand in their service and pioneer. And then for others, maybe your health has improved, or you no longer have family caring responsibilities. When we cultivate the desire to pioneer, these change in circumstances, rather than be obstacles, become opportunities to expand our service, have a more productive ministry, and can gain Jehovah's approval. Do you think you can do it? Well, we'd like to speak to Brother Jerry Kessler from the Highlands Edmonton congregation and see how he was able to start regular pioneering. Brother Kessler, you serve as an elder and have been pioneering for a number of years with your wife. What was your situation before enrolling as a pioneer?
I was working full-time, running my own business. I was serving as a ministerial servant in the congregation, and I would auxiliary pioneer on occasion.
So it sounds like you were doing pretty good. What was it that, or did you feel satisfied with your efforts?
Yeah, we felt good. My wife was pioneering, so I was happy supporting her in that. We were doing good.
So that being the case, what was it then that motivated you to want to do more?
I remember at an assembly, a traveling overseer was discussing Jehovah's goodness and how, as an example, Jehovah hasn't given us just enough to survive, but he's given us an abundance of good things to make our life truly enjoyable. And so he made the point that we could imitate Jehovah's goodness by doing as much as we could in his service.
So how did that point affect you?
Well, it helped me to realize that I needed to change my thinking. It wasn't a matter of, was I doing enough in Jehovah's service, but how could I do more? And so although I was happy with what I was doing, I began to look for ways that I could make some changes, adjust our schedule so that I could expand my ministry. For example, I tried to take advantage of opportunities to auxiliary pioneer more often.
Would you say that auxiliary pioneering was a stepping stone to regular pioneering?
Yeah, definitely. It helped me to see that regular pioneering was attainable. And it reminded me, too, of the satisfaction that comes from being busy in Jehovah's service.
So what other changes did you make?
Well, we had to simplify our life. I had to cut back on work, so we downsized our business. Not just so I would have more time for the ministry, but also so that I could be more focused on spiritual activities.
Was that easy?
No, wasn't easy. Change is challenging, at least it is for me. But whenever we've reached out to simplify our life or reached out for an assignment, we've always found our life has improved, and so that's been very motivating.
So how has that extra effort to pioneer enriched your life?
Well, we have so many great memories from full-time service. I've had the privilege of seeing a Bible student progress, make changes in his life, and become baptized publisher. So that's been encouraging. We've gone on a number of international construction projects where we've met so many great people that have been a real source of encouragement to us. And just recently, we joined a foreign language group, the Creole group. And so in just a short time, we've had so many great experiences in the ministry.
Well, thank you, Brother Kessler, for sharing your experiences with us. Did you notice the question Brother Kessler asked himself? It wasn't, was he doing enough for Jehovah, but rather, could he do more for him? When we increase our share in the preaching work, we talk to others about Jehovah and his kingdom, it deepens our appreciation for the truth. And it gives us that desire to do more. So pray for the desire. Taste Jehovah's service. Examine your obstacles and watch Jehovah turn them into opportunities. And set a goal to enroll as a pioneer.